This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
And we'll go dancing, dancing in the streets. 'Cause we're the Phillies, you know we can't be beat. So come on, baby.
The fever is here. Welcome on in. It is opening day. It is the midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. So much to get to on opening day in Major League Baseball for the Phillies. The Flyers have fired their coaches. They try to steal some headlines. Gone is John Tortorella. Did someone at WIP get him fired? We'll dive into that later in the show. And WIP now live on YouTube. Subscribe to Sports Radio 94 WIP. Be sure to turn on notifications so you never miss a show. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, you know what? I was just thinking about, songs are better with the cuss words in them. You know, like the songs that have the cuss words?
Yeah.
You ever heard like the edited version? I was listening to some music this morning, and I was listening to the edited version.
That's
and when
the
they didn't use the cuss words, I was like, I don't want to hear this. I like to hear the cuss words.
Are you advocating for us to play cuss words on the air?
Because
we can't do that here.
No,
I mean,
what I'm saying is, I was just like, am I the only one?
No, it's
that
better.
If you're listening to a song that has some you know, colorful language in it, it's just, I like it with the colorful language. I don't like the bleep out.
It depends how they edit it. Because if they just replace it with another word, it can still flow fine. Mm. But if they do like the... like
the pause.
Stops.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Nope, I'm with you on that. All right, good morning, everyone. 215-592-9494. Yes, on a day where we celebrate a brand new season, the Flyers did move on from their coach. So we'll get into that in a little bit. John Tortorella out, not surprised after yesterday, as the Flyers head coach. But Hugh, we got a huge baseball show, a huge show today. 1 hour from now, Ryan Howard will join us.
The big piece.
Yes, the big piece. At 12 o'clock, Jack Fritz. One half of the High Hopes podcast, and of course on the afternoon show. He'll be with us at 12. He's got a lot of bold predictions on the Phillies. And we'll get to the John Tortorella story as well. Ashland Sullivan will tell us the latest there around the Flyers. Devin Caney, who's down covering the Phillies in Washington, D.C., she will join us in the 1 o'clock hour as we get ready. Hugh, we've arrived. It's been, I would call it a kind of a bizarre offseason for the Phillies because we thought, and I think a lot of people thought, Hugh, there'd be a lot of changes. And there wasn't, right? The Phillies made some tweaks here. They brought a couple pieces in here.
Mm-mm.
But it's basically the same team that won a lot of games last year, won the NL East, but then went out in a very, very quick way in the postseason last year, the New York Mets. So you know what we got to do today, Hugh, is we start a new season, the beginning of 162. Hugh, we got to get on the record here. Win total. And how far they're going to go. Like the gut feeling on opening day. We all have one. You wake up today, you're excited for baseball, but you also have a feeling on the team. Hugh Douglas, start us off. 215-592-9494 for everyone. What's your feeling on this? Gut feeling wins, and is this team going to win the East again? What do you got?
I'm an optimist, but I'm also a realist to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think that the Phils will win 92 games.
92?
That's the number.
All right.
92, because I know I said the other day, I said 90.
Yeah, 92 wins. Would be over their Vegas win total,
well,
so that's
cause,
good.
Because you're, like, you're stuck in the past a little bit, and I respect that.
Excuse
because
me.
You're going... You're going off of
I'm here
what
now.
Happened last year. No, because when we were talking about it, you say, well, you know, that's not going to win the division. And,
well,
and I'm thinking.
Well, I think less than that would be challenging to win the division. But,
yeah.
but I don't hear what you think.
No, but here's the thing. I think that every year stands on its own merit. You know, just like when we talk about the NFL season and how scoring was down last year. But it didn't matter. You know, you still got to crown a Super Bowl champion, which was the Philadelphia Eagles and all that other good stuff. So 92 wins. Do they win the division? That was one that I kind of wrestled with a little bit. I don't think so. I think they finished second in the division. But here's another thing that I wrestled with. Second to whom? Mets or the Braves? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Because I kind of feel like with the Braves and the injuries that they've had last year, it's going to take them a while to get going. You know, just to plug and play guys. I know they had the best roster, and people are talking about they're healthy now and everything, and they were picked to win the division last year. I think it's going to be some time for them to get going. It's going to take some time for them to get going. So I think I would have to probably concede that to the Mets for what they did last year. So I would go with the Mets with that. With even them, I'll say with Juan Soto being there, it's probably going to take some little time for them to gel and everything. And their bullpen is not that great.
So you think the division's going to be it's going to come down a little bit? That sounds like what you think. Like it's not going to quite be you need 95, 96 wins to win.
I don't think so. I don't think so. So I think the Phils will be right there, man. I just can't. For the purposes of this conversation that we're having today, I can't concede them winning the division.
All right, 215-592-9494. You and I are in a similar place. You're a little bit higher than I am. I have the Phillies at 89 wins this season. I think they're coming down from where they were last year, but I think some of it's strategic. They're going to rest guys more. They're an older team. And I think 89 is going to make the playoffs. I have the Phillies in a wild card spot where they were the last 2 years before last year, right? 2022, 2023, wild card team made the playoffs, and they made runs those years. So maybe the wild card is the path from 89 wins to wild card. I'm with you, Hugh. I think the Mets are going to win the division, and I think the Braves are going to finish second. I think all three are going to make the playoffs. I did say the other day that it's going to be harder to make the playoffs because there's a lot of good teams in the NL. But as I sit here on opening day, I look at the Phillies team, and they do, like, they better make the playoffs, and I do think they're going to.
I think they'll find
a way by the end to get in. This year could be more like 2022, 2023, where they have to rally at the end, like they're better in the second half. And actually, I think you said this the other day, maybe that's better for them. Maybe it's better if they start off okay and they play their best baseball July, August, September, rather than, you know, last year we were excited because they were the best team in baseball.
Yeah, they got off to a quick start.
April, May,
yeah.
And then after the series in London, they weren't the same team anymore.
Yeah, and that's the thing about being the same team that you were going into this season that you were last season is that you just tweak a few things. You tweak a few things, Joe. You get out there and you try to figure out a path to stay a little bit more consistent and not get off to that you know, fast start. Kind of stay with the pack a little bit and then start to make your move as we progress through the season.
Here's what I'm most excited about. The Phillies have some truly great players. And I think we really have to, like, just appreciate that they're here. Like, Zach Wheeler gets to start again today, Hugh, on opening day.
It's cold, dude.
It's cold?
Yeah.
I mean, it's cold this morning. It won't be cold by this afternoon. It's 60.
I mean, but I woke up this morning.
It's gonna be 60 in D.C.
I woke up this morning excited about opening day. Woke up a little early, and I'm like, wow, we got baseball today. We finally get something to talk about, a game or whatever. And I was walking outside, and I'm like, man, it's brick.
Yeah, it was 34 this morning.
It was
30.
Brick.
Well, it's always interesting how the baseball season starts and ends. It starts and ends in the cold, right? Like March, October, November, but then the whole summer, it is warm. Look, I'm excited for Zach Wheeler to continue pitching like a Hall of Famer, which he has since he got to the Phillies. I'm excited to watch Bryce Harper another year, now midway through the contract with the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm excited to watch Schwarber again. I mean, Kyle Schwarber has been an incredible member of the Phillies. Home runs every year. I think he's going to hit a ton of them again this year in his walk year. And I'm excited to see if this team can finally get over the hump. 215-592-9494. All right, so before we go to the phone lines here, let's hear from some people around the Phillies. On this team, Nick Castellanos, he believes the team's actually better than it was last year. Let's hear Nick earlier in spring training.
We're in the AL Central with Kepler and then face Lizardo and Romano.
Yeah.
What did you make of the offseason additions as a whole?
Good. Good offseason additions. Romano, obviously, when he's pitched well, he's given all of us trouble. Lizardo, the same thing. And Kep, I mean, he's a veteran player that has done it time and time again. So just I think he's another person that is grateful for the opportunity to have a chance to win. So, you know, you mix those things together, I think the Phillies got better.
Did the Phillies get better, Hugh Douglas? I don't think they did.
I mean, that's an interesting question.
Yeah. I think they look the same to me.
On the outside looking in, they stayed the same.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to the way that the players were talking this season. They didn't seem too optimistic. I think that's what people are gravitating towards, the fact that nobody really, you know, made those proclamations that they made last year. I would say they're the same.
Yeah,
they're
look, same. I think they're different, right? I think they're weaker in the bullpen, but stronger in the rotation, because Luzardo is an upgrade of what they had in the back of the rotation last year. Painter could arrive this year, but I think it ultimately nets out to a similar kind of team. Kevin Long, though, obviously bullish on his offense and what they could be. Here's the Phillies hitting coach on his offense.
I expect us to be, you know, a top five offense in all of baseball, which we were last year and the year before and the year before. We just have to be consistent, and we have to show up every single game, and we have to have the attitude that, you know, we got to go out and get a championship. Nothing else is acceptable, and if we don't put together the at-bats that we're capable of, then we'll find ourselves going home, and that's not going to work.
You know, I'm glad the way he framed that. You know, he started talking about, you know, their rankings, and that's great. I mean, top five, top six, top seven, whatever. That's a number. But I like to, he talked about the mentality and the attitude. Hugh, that's what they need to have different this year. They need to be locked in, because it's, with the Phillies, it's not about do they have enough talent. I think if you look at just which teams have enough talent to win the World Series, they're clearly one of the, I don't know, 7 to 10 teams that have enough talent to win the World Series.
Yeah.
Hugh, it's about attitude, and it's about locking in and not having bad at-bats.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of stuck on. When you talk about running it back the way that you did and not changing a whole lot, it has to be an attitude adjustment. That's what we're talking about right here, Joe. It's not about, you know, your athletic ability or anything like that. That's why I feel that Trey Turner is going to have a bounce back year, because it's not like he's fallen off as far as his athleticism is concerned. He should have a bounce back year.
He better, and he's going to hit leadoff likely today. When the lineup comes out, we will bring it to you. 215-592-9494. Get on the record here. Phillies predictions as the season starts. Your win total, do they win the division? All right, so I'm at 89 and a wild card. Hugh's at 92.
90 deuce.
And a wild card. Kyle Quinn, get on the record. It is opening day. What a great day today. It's opening day.
Happy opening day. I'm so excited that baseball back. I don't care that it's cold.
It's cold,
I'm going to be in the comfort of my living room watching this game. And I mean, baseball. We're just going to have baseball like every day.
It's the best.
It's amazing.
Like a snow game, too. Anyway. Like real early in the season. We might get one to go to Colorado. It might be snowing.
Well, they're coming. When do we go there?
Well, no.
Well, they're coming here next week.
No, they're coming here. Okay.
Stop trying to bring me down, Hugh.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, because I didn't see that it was it here,
you
but
know,
I just saw.
Maybe if you get a coat, it won't be that cold. Like I mean, it was cold today, but I put my coat on and I was good.
I got a coat. I just didn't feel like wearing.
So you know, the thing about me is I'm an eternal optimist.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yo, wait a minute. Hold
yes.
on.
Especially see things through the positive lens.
Especially on days like today, where like I have a renewed sense of optimism. Mm-hmm.
Opposed to yesterday and Monday.
Well, I think we have Phillies realists on the show.
Well, but like.
And then, Phillies optimist.
I don't even think I've been like very negative about that. I mean, look, Trey Turner, I think, is what he's going to be, but that's still a pretty good player, right?
Sure.
Like, I'm not one of the people who are saying like the Phillies are going to miss the playoffs, all this stuff. Like, while they're not a lock, I still think they will. They are one of the best teams in baseball. They're one of the top teams in the NL. I believe you can make the argument that we have the best pitching staff in baseball. If you want, you know, us or the Dodgers, probably. But, and then we have, like, I agree with what Kevin Long said. We do probably have, like, a top five lineup. You just look up and down the team. Like, this is a really, really good baseball team. Not 100% certain that they're going to win the division, but I do have them winning 90 games this year. I don't think I'd put my money down on them winning the division. I think the Braves are going to be really good. I actually have the Mets missing the playoffs.
Ooh.
This season.
Well, we have discussed in this show that third place in the East could miss the playoffs.
So I do have the Phils making the playoffs as a wild card. I like them to get hot by the end of the year. I think they know what's at stake here. They know that it's time for them to step up.
It's time.
I'm not going World Series, though.
I don't think
there's going to be any shame in what I predict is going to happen.
What do you mean?
They go down in the NLCS to the Dodgers.
That is shameful.
No, it's not.
You don't think so?
No, the Dodgers are like one of the best teams I've ever seen.
First
losing
of all,
the Diamondbacks 3-2, that was shameful.
See, See, this is what I'm talking about, right?
What?
Here. Why are we moving? Why are we moving the line?
There's no what?
That's well, hold on. But, I mean, Kyle has them going further than I do. I think they could go out in the first round.
You don't have them going to the World Series?
I do not. Do you?
Yes.
I'm saying they're improving on last season.
Why do you start there? You have them in the World Series? Tell everyone.
Well, I mean, I thought y'all kind of knew. If it's me, you know how I roll.
Well, that's true.
I'm trying to get.
Blind Faith Douglas. I'm trying not to go that far.
Who is the dude? Who was the guy that sat here on this station?
Oh boy.
And told y'all that the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl.
You told us Bryce Huff was going to break the NFL sack record.
Well, okay, that one don't count. Was because I saw a little bit of myself in Bryce Huff. I saw some parallels.
I think this version of you is better than Bryce Huff, but that's insulting to you. Yeah, I mean, you were a really good player.
No, coming from a small school, you know, I gravitate towards the small school. I pull for the little guy, all the time.
All right, so you have him in the World Series.
Yes, I do.
All right.
Because you have to get it done, man. I feel bullish on this. You don't go through the season that they've had and, you know, you go to playoff 3 years in a row and then take a huge step back. No.
Well,
they got to push through. They got to break through this year.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you hit this, that'd be 2 for 2. I mean, if you go Eagles Super Bowl,
really
Phillies World Series.
Y'all really ain't going to be able to tell me nothing. The only sad part about that is we don't go nowhere.
You're going to be unbearable.
What do you mean we don't go nowhere?
Well, are we going to go to the city against the team?
Well, what if they play like the Orioles or something? Something close. We could go down to those.
Oh, yeah, we can go there.
They'd be down to go to Fenway.
Phillies, Red Sox, that'd be an awesome World Series. All right, 215-592. You don't want to go to Boston?
No.
I go. 215-592-9494.
That's a good call by you.
I'm cool on Boston. Remember, we went to Boston. I'm cool on
Boston.
Yeah,
we did do that. All right, your predictions. All right, let's make sure everyone knows where we're at here. On the record opening day, I'm at 89, first-round exit. Kyle is at 90, NLCS. Hugh, you're at 92, and World Series.
World Series.
92 in World Series. All right, so we're all similar in terms of the win total, and it really is about how far you have them going in the postseason.
They're
going
to get hot at the end.
Well, they better. 215. They've done that like two of the last 3 years. They did get hot, right? They got hot in 22. They got hot in 23. Last year was the opposite. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown. Our leadoff hitter, like I guess our Trey Turner on Sports Radio 94 WIP. What's up, Chris?
Happy opening day, man.
Happy opening day, Chris. What a great day.
I just got to get into some things. But first, plant-based Joe. Mm-hmm. Plant Joe, just like Herb says, keep your mouth down and shut.
Okay.
Just open your ears.
Keep
okay?
your mouth down
I mean, you
shut,
make it
boy.
Sound like I'm off on my own planet. Everyone else has 92 and 90. I've got 89. I mean, what do you want me to say?
Now put your ears on.
Okay.
This team is ready to make an historic run. All right. A healthy Stott is going to have a career year as an all-star and gold glover.
Ooh, I like that.
Trey will play solid shortstop and offensively prove all of his doubters wrong.
Mm.
Bohm will continue to advance defensively like he has every year and will clear 100 RBIs for the first time in his career. Cassianos is rock solid. The combination of Marsh and Rojas, outside chance of Crawford later in the year, will keep us defensively elite in center field. Kepler is going to be the biggest surprise with 20-25 bombs this year. This will all be led by the greatest red light player of his era, that is MV3 Bryce Harper. Our pitching is loaded with talent. Wheeler is going to get his Cy Young this year. Nola's Nola. Sanchez is going to finish top five Cy Young. Lazardo and Ranger are the best 4 or 5 pitchers in Major League Baseball. Then later in the year, you're going to see the arrival of the best young pitcher in the game, Andrew Painter. The bullpen is stacked. Alvarado, Romano, Kirkland, and Strom. You know what?
You got a music, Kyle.
I was waiting for a better cue than that. But roaring start.
Yep.
Wait a minute.
You know what? To all you non-believers, open your eyes and get ready to see great. This team, like this city, is made up of fighters. We don't back down when things get tough. We don't retreat in the face of adversity. We
win.
Not us.
This is our year. This is our destiny. 2025 will go down in history and be known as the year of Philadelphia. The Eagles struck gold first, and the Phillies will do their part starting this Red October. Philadelphia! The bell is about to ring! Stand to your feet! Prepare for the fight! Cover yourself in Philadelphia red! The whole country is telling you to cower in fear and kneel at the feet of the Dodgers. They don't know us. They don't get us. That's not what we're about. We will not bend a knee. And we will not back away from the fight. We are ready to take a bite out of it and swallow it whole. Mr. Middleton will get his bleeping trophy back. We are going to wash over the whole country. No, wait. We are going to wash over the entire world in Philadelphia, Philly, red. Let's go! P-H-I-L-L-I-E-S.
Say, Chris nailed it. For an opening day, I wasn't sure we were getting there, because the start was a little choppy.
It was.
A little inauspicious.
Yeah, it was ominous, I would say.
Since we're on TV, it's a big word. It's not like auspicious.
Yes, yeah. Live on YouTube. Is YouTube
auspicious?
Is YouTube big words we need to use for YouTube?
No, I'm saying you said inauspicious.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous though, man.
You're nervous about YouTube?
Well, I mean, they've been taking videos for a while. I mean, yeah, I'm just saying, it's been
a while since I've been an A-list actor.
It's been a while since I've been in front of the camera, man, and these lights are bright in my forehead. Like, I'm looking at my forehead shining like new money. Hey, Tuck, we might need to turn these lights down, man. These lights kind of bright.
Hold on a second. You think you can act and you're nervous about a little YouTube thing?
I'm not going to lie, though. I probably shouldn't have wore the dark shirt.
I thought you were wearing a suit today.
All you see is like my gray and teeth. That's like when I look up at the screen. That's all I'm
Your head
seeing.
Is pretty shiny.
You know
though.
What I'm just saying? You see a shiny ball.
Did you put on an extra layer of Vaseline
this
morning?
I'm trying to see. When I do the hair, like you can't see, you can see it's growing. Like I got a... Yeah, it's growing.
Yeah,
it's
this is what the people clicked in for. Just to
no,
see
I'm
the,
just saying. I
see the bald spot.
I'm like, dang, I'm going to wear black today. Yeah.
Well, I thought you were you said you were wearing a suit.
I thought about it.
I mean, that's the way to make an impression.
No, listen. I got these pants from Shine yesterday, right?
Your new pants.
Sheen.
Yeah, but no one could see them.
Maybe I got to stand up, show them my new pants. See, I bought these camel pants. See my
yeah,
pants.
This isn't good for anybody.
See that? Y'all see me on the camera? Y'all need to put. See, they got my pants. See, I got my pants on. Yeah, I got these pants.
This is going to be a mess.
So I wanted to wear my pants.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a suit.
Okay.
So I just wore the pants.
I mean, as long as you're comfortable. All right, 215-592-9494. It is opening day. Get on the record with your Phillies predictions, your calls. Win total, how far do they go? All right, so around the horn, 89-90-92. Out in the first round, out in the NLCS, and into the World Series. So wait, you got them winning the whole thing or just going?
Winning
the whole thing, says Hugh Douglas.
You know me, I push all in.
I just want to make sure. All right, 215-592-9494. Plus, on the other side, those predictions were just, they're just regular. We got to get bold predictions next. Our bold predictions, and we got a prize to give away to the boldest and best prediction we hear today for the 2025 Phils. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop aboard. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Two balls, two strikes to Bryce Harper. Suarez delivers. Swing and a drive. Left field. It's deep. It's going.
Yes.
And it is gone.
Yes. Yes.
It is bedlam at the bank as Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on top.
Are you kidding me?
His 10th career home run in the postseason. And he may never hit a bigger one.
What a call. I need that in October here at Citizens Bank Park. And welcome back, Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Zill, you guys with us this hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. Ryan Howard, the big piece, going to join us at 11 to preview this Philly season. Jack Fritz at 12. Later on in the show, Ashland Sullivan, the latest on what happened with Tortorella and the Flyers. And we know what happened. He's out. He was fired this morning, relieved of his duties after he basically begged to get fired yesterday. That was wild.
You know, we were in the meeting this morning, and this came up. And I want to know what happened. I knew it was about to happen.
He tried to get fired yesterday.
No, but I want to know what happened when you walked off that stage from that press conference. That I need to know.
Yeah, it's not unexpected.
Man,
but
what
it was,
the hell you doing, dog? What you doing?
You want to be here anymore? No. All right.
Yeah, you almost had to. Dump that. You can't dump YouTube though, huh?
I'm not sure how that works, you.
Do the cuss words go out if I say it?
Let's not try it.
I'm not trying, but it's like, you know what I mean?
You just want to know?
Yeah.
I think anything goes on YouTube.
Anything?
Maybe I'll maybe not. I mean, I shouldn't say anything.
Don't put the ideas in this guy's head over
no,
here.
No, I'm just saying, man, you know what? Because as I look as the camera pans to me and I got this black background with this black shirt, you know, I feel like Suge Knight in Death Row. I feel like I'm a part of Death Row Records with my chain on or whatnot. I feel a little, you know what I mean? Fellow, you know what I mean?
I can't believe we have a new.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm feeling a little, you know.
A new hue has emerged. Self-conscious Douglas over here.
I'm just saying. I feel a little, well, you know.
You'll be fine. It's still the same show.
Feel a little thunder today.
I see beads of sweat from all the way over here.
I ain't sweating. I'm just like,
self-conscious Douglas. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop board. Get on the record. Win total. How far do the Phillies go this season? And we'll get to some bold predictions here. And, of course, as Hugh's referencing there, WIP is now live on YouTube. Subscribe to Sports Radio 94 WIP and be sure to turn on notifications so you never miss a show. We're live all shows 6A to 6P, live starting today. It's our opening day on YouTube. Phillies opening day this afternoon against the Nats. Zach Wheeler on the mound. When the lineups come out during our show, we'll bring that to you. Devin will join us later in the show live from Nationals Park. Let's go to the phone lines here. Neil in the Northeast wants to sing, I believe he wants to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. So we two for two with singing on the show today. What's up, Neil?
Yeah, well, I'll do that at the end, but I'll do Fly Eagles Fly, then Take Me Out to the Bowl Game.
Just
to celebrate the Eagles win. But that's the end.
Awesome.
On the season, I predict 93 or 94 wins. Like, I think Ruben Amaro Jr. predicted 93. Seltzer's predicted 93. Mm-hmm. So I'll go 93 or 94. And till about the last week, them and the Braves.
But, so I'm writing down everyone's predictions, by the way. We're going to see who knows ball the most. So we got Neil at 94. You got to pick one, Neil. 93 or 94. What do you want?
Okay, I'll go 94.
94. You know what? I hope you win. I hope you beat Amaro and James. So we say you know more ball than them. All right, go ahead, Neil.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well,
but,
I mean, you know.
Here's my
prediction.
You know
a lot of baseball,
though.
Neil. Go ahead.
I sort of agree with Kyle. I think it's the Phillies.
Good start.
And the Dodgers in the championship series. And I think the X factor might be Painter, because you want him healthy in the summer and come on the end as a fifth member of the rotation. And also Ranger to be in the lineup and delete Tyrone Walker. So I think Phillies, Dodgers, if the Phillies win the Dodgers series, I think they'll win the World Series.
Well, if you get through the Dodgers, you're the best team then, because the Dodgers are loaded. Neil,
the Dodgers are the billion-dollar team.
They are. They're the greatest collection of talent I've seen in 20 years.
How long did it take the Dodgers to break through? Like 3 years, 4 years?
Well, I guess it depends on when you think it started. I mean, they started getting...
Oh, with this manager.
Oh, with this... I think Robert's got there in... Oh, he's been there a while.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It was more than 3 or 4 years. I mean, so they got to the World Series in 17.
More than that?
Yeah, they got there in 17 and 18 with Dave Roberts. Mm-hmm. Lost both times.
Okay.
They won in 2020 with him, but that was kind of the Mickey Mouse COVID year. They won last... Last year was the first true, normal postseason where they won with him. So it was a while.
The reason why I asked that question, because I was just trying to see how long of a leash or a rope has he had there with the Dodgers, with the kind of season that they've had.
It's interesting because they kept him. They gave him a long leash, but I know a lot of fans like wanted him out because they thought he had the best roster and he wasn't winning. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Neil.
Well, you know, they did it with the bullpen. You know, the starters were hurt, and, you know, Otani might pitch this year, and they got the other, this new pitcher, you know, from Japan who throws 100 miles an hour, and you know, the Philly seeded Dodgers early in April. Oh, by the way, you get a copy of the Inquirer and the Daily News because that has the schedules and the Phillies preview, you know, like that.
Thank you, so, sir.
Yeah, who does that the, anyway?
You know, being near,
I can tell
you know, and Fransky and L.A. are the best radio team in the country.
Without
you know,
like, question.
I think Stalker's very good,
they're
too.
They're without so. Question the best. Neil, I listen to a lot of baseball. They are the best. All right, Neil, I got you down for 94 wins. I agree with you on Painter. He feels like an X factor. I don't know what role he's going to have in July, August, September, and October, but whatever it is, he could be the difference-making arm. He's incredible.
And I think Kepler will help, you know, definitely. He could maybe even put doing, you know, like that. I mean, Castellanos played 162 games last year. It was, like, pretty, you know, but I think he got worn out near the end.
Yeah.
But plate discipline is important, and I think it's up to Thompson to decide, you know, whether Schwarber being number one, you know, or get, you know, more base running, you know, with Turner, and, you know, you also want Stock and Marsh to steal bases, and if, you know, Rojas gets in, and, you know, center field, you want him to get on base and steal bases.
Because, well, it's whose guy, Rojas. Your guy.
Yeah.
Neil, you got a song for us? We got to hear this. I mean, it's opening day. Go ahead.
I'll do Fly, Eagles, Fly, and then take me out to the ball game real fast.
Okay.
Fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory. Fight, Eagles, fight, score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit them low, hit them high, and watch your Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Yay!
Take me out to the bowl game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and crackers. I don't care if I ever get back. Let's root for the Phillies. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Good job.
Neil, we appreciate you, buddy. Enjoy opening day. Neil in the Northeast. Did you not expect him to go one song right into the next?
I did not.
He had a plan, Hugh. He was going right into it.
I just tried to step all over.
I know.
Just saying, are you trying to
steal Neil's thunder?
No, I was trying to help him out.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to establish my presence here because I'm starting to, like, people are watching, right?
It's going to be okay.
No, because this is
we didn't take this. Personally. We didn't take this into account, Kyle. He's all self-conscious with the camera.
No, I'm not self-conscious. I just picked
the
wrong.
You used to be on TV.
Wait a minute. I picked the wrong color. I wasn't thinking. I can't wear like they say, dog. All I see is teeth, like teeth in a chain, like in a little bit of gray beard. Because my background is black, and then it's like the black shirt. It's like I'm.
Well, you told everyone you were wearing a suit today.
I started to wear a suit,
no,
but I woke up this morning and I wanted to wear my pants. I wanted to wear my camo pants. That can nobody. I needed to wear the camo shirt.
This is unbelievable.
Because can't nobody see me.
I can't get a read on you. You prepare for like 2 weeks to go down to Florida for 2 days, and you can't even figure out the right outfit for the opener.
I wasn't thinking.
I think just cut that audio. I wasn't thinking we could use for a while.
I feel like y'all remember I feel like Suge Knight and Death Row with the black background with the chain. I feel, and all you see is my teeth and my gray and my beard.
By the way, I got to call you out.
What'd I do?
When Neil did score a touchdown 1, 2, 3, you chanted fight, fight, fight in the background.
I did.
That's not how it goes.
Hugh, you know better than that.
I got a lot on my mind right now.
You're an Eagles Hall of Famer, man.
I got a lot on my mind.
You're
right
crumbling
now.
With this YouTube thing.
There's a couple days a week where I think that the powers that be with the Eagles are like, we put this guy in the Hall of Fame? This guy? Doesn't believe in defense? Doesn't know the fight song?
Listen, y'all don't understand. It's like, I'm like friends, like so-called friends.
You look fine.
Like, dog, all I see is teeth, dog.
You look fine.
Like this, all I see is teeth. I smile, they be like, your teeth look so bright.
If you're watching on YouTube Live right now, send in your pictures of Hugh.
Yes. We'll see if we can see him.
Because you can see my teeth.
Well,
that's about it.
This is going to be a plug for your dentist, as usual. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
I need the curse words in the song, too.
I do, too. I need the curse words,
It is
man.
Better. It is better. It's more authentic.
I listen to mostly hip-hop and rap, so I have to self-edit on certain words. But
no, I got it, because sometimes I'm wow, did we have to use that word so many times in one song?
I know.
For real.
I know. also, Hugh, I took a peek, and you look like the character that Arsenio Hall played in Coming to America in the Barbershop.
Oh, I know what you mean. Like, yeah,
you know
with
what I'm
the
saying?
Yeah,
with the white beard. Yeah, I mean that's all you can really see.
That's what I'm saying. It's a dark background, yeah, man, and I'm good. Like, damn. I wore a black shirt. I messed up. I got to start wearing bright colors on this thing, man.
I hope Trey Turner as a leadoff hitter. I hope Chris from Middletown's call is not a metaphor for Trey Turner's leadoff. This season, because he started out great and then he just in the middle, I don't know what happened. It just was all over the place. So
he ended strong, but you're right. The middle was a little choppy in the middle. Yeah,
I need more consistency. And that's my point with this team. I've been saying it all along. I'm going to go with, I told Kyle 95, but I'm going to step it up one and go 96.
Ooh, so you're the leader in the clubhouse right now on this show, at least. All right, so Jeff's at 96.
So what I've been saying this all along, consistency is what we need out of the hitters. The pitching staff, I'm pretty sure we're going to be really good. But you can't go into a stretch of games where five of the six or seven big hitters all go cold. You need two or three of them guys to hit in every game. It doesn't have to be the same three. It's just you need half of those top six hitters to hit the ball. And if they can consistently do that all year, this team's going to win 96 games. And I'm really excited to see Painter and Crawford and those guys come up. What's the other kid?
Miller, Aiden Miller.
Miller, yeah, Aiden Miller. I by June or July, I'm hoping they come up not to fill in a gap, but to just bolster this team. Like, I hope we don't have to go to a situation where those guys have to come up because these other guys have fallen apart. What I'm saying.
Well, I agree. You know, I actually think they could arrive, and that could be the boost they get for the second half of the season. Yeah. I think they missed that last year because the trade deadline didn't bring them much, Jeff. It was Tanner Banks. Yeah. It was Hayes. Like, I think every good team needs a boost, whether it's a trade deadline acquisition or a young kid that comes up. And in this case, Jeff, they have two or three. I mean, I think when Painter gets here, there's going to be a buzz in this city to watch Andrew Painter. He's that good.
It was a buzz before when he got hurt, when they thought he was coming up.
Yep.
I think the Phillies and the Dodgers are going to be in NLCS. I don't know. It's going to be tough to beat the Dodgers. Unless they have a bunch of injuries or whatever, it's just going to be tough. So it's no shame if they don't beat them, but it's going to be tough.
Yeah, and you know what, Jeff, a good phone call. Hugh, I do feel like, and this, I think this came up before the show today, I just feel like the Phillies and Dodgers are due to meet each other in the playoffs. They both, I mean, the Dodgers, so to answer your question earlier, Dave Roberts got there in 2016.
Okay.
They won in 2020 with him for the first time. His fifth season, they won the World Series. And then they won again, obviously, this past year. But the Phillies and Dodgers have both been in the playoffs the last 3 years. Dodgers are in every year. But the Phillies have joined them the last 3 years. But they haven't met each other yet. Like, it does feel like we're...
That's on a collision course.
Yeah, like, eventually, the bracket's going to work out. We might see the Dodgers.
Yeah, that's why I'm so bullish on the Phillies this year.
A Dodgers-Phillies NLCS would be awesome. Mm. I thought we were getting that last year. Unfortunately, the Phillies they went out earlier. All right, before we go any further, Hugh, we do have ourselves a prize to give away today. A $100 gift card to Sunoco. Get the highest level of performance out of your car with 94 octane. Now available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations in Philadelphia. $100 on the line to Sunoco today. So here's how we're going to do it. So we want bold predictions.
Are we doing Hughes Clues?
Well, I thought we'd do bold predictions today. Did you have a good one?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I did not.
I mean, if you had a great one.
I didn't have one.
Okay. You just wanted to complain about it?
No, I just wanted to complain. Okay. No, when you said it, I was like, wait a minute. Did we do a Hughes Clues and I wasn't paying attention?
Is this YouTube thing going to be a problem for you?
No, he's in his head. He's in his own head.
No. I did have to send Ike a text and say, dog, whatever you do. Don't wear dark colors. So I was like, don't wear no dark colors.
Ike usually wears brighter colors, though. Ike's more of a bright color.
They're going to see you.
I think you guys can be right. All right, so we want bold predictions on the Philly. So here's what we're going to do today. The best bold prediction. And you go anywhere you want. Best bold prediction on the Phillies, the one that catches us the most, will win this $100 gift card to Sunoco today. 215-592-9494. So call in, get on the record for the season, wins and all that, but give us a bold prediction for the team this year. All right, let's give ours. I'll start us off, Hugh. All right?
Yes.
You know how during this offseason, the thought was the Phillies were going to shake it up? They were going to move on from some players. They were going to trade some guys. It didn't happen.
We were talking about Bohm. Bohm was the guy.
So my bold prediction is it's going to happen within the season. My bold prediction is the Phillies are going to trade at least one, if not two, like regular starting players during the season. They're going to shake the team up during the season. And the names in my head are obviously Alec Bohm is a name that could come up. I mean, he came up in the offseason. Maybe Nick Castellanos. I think the Phillies are going to make a bold trade within the season to shake up the core of this team, something that doesn't usually happen. But, I mean, the most famous one's probably the Red Sox traded Nomar Garciaparra the year they finally broke the curse and won the World Series. Sometimes you got to shake it up even in the season. My bold prediction, they're trading a regular established starter within the season. Hugh, your bold prediction.
First, I don't think it's that bold, though, to be honest.
Trading two starters from your team in the season?
Not really, because I feel like they're at an impasse.
They
need to make some moves. They're not going to be as complacent as they have been in the past. So that, to me, doesn't – I hear what you're saying. That's a bold prediction. But it's like, man, that
sounds like – You don't think it'd be bold to trade your fourth and fifth hitters in the middle of the season? Fourth and sixth hitters? Because that's what I'm saying. Like, trading Bowman and Castellanos both in the season.
I hear you, but to me, I've kind of thought that was the case. You know, like moving guys around. Because you know, we're talking about moving Trey Turner from shortstop into the outfield or something like that to strengthen outfield.
Well,
I'd
be all for that.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I think something like that, something similar.
So what do you got? Happen. What's your bold prediction?
My bold prediction is this, man. And I've been thinking about this because we talked a lot about Trey Turner yesterday. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are kind of down on him this year as far as his bounce back year. I think he's going to steal 30 bases from that leadoff spot.
30 bases for Trey Turner.
30.
What's bolder, Kyle? 30 stolen bases for Trey Turner or trading Bowman Castellanos in the season?
Easily trading Bowman Castellanos.
30. I was going to go 50, but I was like,
now 50 would be bold.
50's a lot.
He hasn't done that in a while.
I feel like being conservative today.
But it's a bold prediction. Oh, you know what this is?
Bold predictions work.
He's in his head over the Bryce Huff thing.
I put myself out there.
So
you had the nerves to say that about Joe's prediction.
Trey Turner, the fastest guy in baseball.
Did he get 30 last year?
No.
Thank you.
He was injured.
Okay. The year before that?
No, he didn't get 30 that year either. He got 27.
The bases are bigger.
They are.
Okay.
For everyone that
Mifred. Bump it by 10 at least. Give me 40.
All right, then 40. There we go.
50.
40. No, Joe.
Oh, okay.
No, Joe.
For everyone that missed it or wasn't in tune with us at that point, Hugh's bowl prediction for the Eagles
22.
Was 22 sacks, NFL sack record for Bryce Huff.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
Yeah,
That didn't age well.
Yeah, we didn't quite get there. All right, it's okay. All right,
we didn't quite get there.
Kyle, your bold prediction. Can you top 30 steals for Trey Turner and,
wow.
and Castellanos?
I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to be able to top that. So in my head before the show, I was thinking, it seems like a lot of people are sleeping on Bryce Harper to win the MVP. It's not bold enough. Jose Alvarado leads baseball in saves.
Ooh. Mm. I think that's a really bold one. One, the Phillies don't normally have a set closer anyway, so he'd have to be the set closer. And two, he wasn't great last year. Now, he was great in spring training, and I think we all hope that what we saw the last few weeks carries over. All right, bold predictions from us are out there. We need yours. The boldest prediction we get wins a $100 gift card to Sunoco. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Shoop in Minersville. Hey, Shoop.
Shoop.
Morning, guys. Happy opening day.
Morning, Shoop.
Happy opening day.
What's up, pal?
Man, I got to be honest. Like, leading up to the Philly season, I wasn't really feeling it. But, man, when the alarm clock went off this morning, you could feel it in the air, man. I'm so, so excited for Philly's baseball to be back.
There's something about opening day, Shoop. I don't know what it is. Like, there's just something about the day where it just feels like it's just like the next 6 months, you know, are going to be better than the last few months, right? When it's cold and it's snowy and there's no,
still
I mean,
cold,
well, it's not that cold. Hugh.
It's cold. It was cold. This
but it's not going to be cold for long, right?
No, it's not. You got
we're moving
about
into spring.
10 more days.
Yeah, we're moving into spring. Shoot, there's just something about opening day that is just, it's the best. One of the best days of the year.
It is. It's a great time. So as far as my feel on the team, Hugh, to quote you, allow me to long talk a little bit.
You got it,
and
sir.
I also got a little bit of a bad analogy for you. So the way that I've viewed the team the past couple of years, it's like a relationship. In a relationship, there's always a honeymoon phase, right? So in 2022, I think is when we all fell in love with this team, right? Like, we fell in love with the core. It's really when we connected with the players and we went to the World Series. And after they lost the World Series, I feel like a lot of the consensus was, well, we're all really sad, but we're really proud of our guys. You know, they went far. They went a lot farther than we expected, and we're really proud of them. In 2023, they did go far. They didn't go as far as we wanted them to. But at the end of the season, I feel like it was more or less disappointment. Last year, to me, the Mets loss in the DS, that sparked anger from the fan base. Anger for me. I feel like anger from everybody.
Yep, I agree
and
with this.
To me, that is where the honeymoon phase, to me, died. That's over. I am ready to see this team go far, and I'm ready to see this team get it done.
Shoop, I agree with the way you described it. I felt the same way after that World Series. Obviously it was disappointing. It was disappointing the way it ended. But I wasn't mad. I thought they lost to a better team and they were ahead of schedule. 23, I thought they choked it away. And then last year, I was annoyed. I felt like they played like garbage in that series against the Mets. And Shoop, you're right. Now, it's almost like put up or shut up time. Like, is this marriage going to work? Like, is this group going to win something? Or is it going to be like, you know, like we'll look back and be disappointed. I can't wait to find out. But here's the thing. They have enough talent to go win the World Series. So let's go do it.
Yeah, man. I really hope they get it done. Not only for us, because obviously we all want a title, but there's so many guys on this roster that genuinely deserve to be at the top of the mountain. Guys that I really want to see succeed and have that on their resume. Guys like Bryce, like Zach Wheeler.
Yep.
Like, the resumes they've built are very, very close, if not already at Hall of Fame. But if they get that ring, that just pushes them right over the edge to that point of having a Hall of Fame resume.
I agree. I mean, Wheeler, since the moment Wheeler got here, he's pitched like a Hall of Famer, and Bryce has been one really since the day he walked in Major League Baseball. Shoop, give us a bold prediction. What do you got for us?
So I'm a big Bryson Stott guy, and I would personally love to see a Bryson Stott batting title happen this year.
Bryson Stott batting title. That's pretty bold. Yeah, Shoop, that's a good one. And listen, and I like that. I don't think it is a crazy prediction, but it's bold considering he was pretty bad last year. Like, we found out his elbow.
I thought it was his wrist.
I think it was the elbow because he had the hyperextension, he told us. I think it was the elbow. Okay. Remember, he didn't want to swing and miss. Like, we found out he was hurt.
But he said something about he felt the tingling.
Numbness.
That's what it was.
Hyperextended elbow led to the numbness in, you know, the hand wrist. But if you look at his numbers last year, it's pretty bold to predict a batting title off of what he did last year. That's pretty bold.
Yeah. And, you know, going into this season with everything being what it is and guys supposed to be more conscious about their approach.
Yep.
I can see that.
Yeah, I like that one. Batting title for Bryson Stott. 215-592-9494. Best bold prediction today wins you $100 gift card to Sunoco. We have the official opening day roster. We'll get that to you. Plus, the big piece, Ryan Howard. He joins the show next. I want all your phone calls. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Dreaming of a golf course quality lawn or turning your backyard into a clubhouse? True Green can make it happen. They're giving you a chance to win $25,000 towards a lawn makeover to take your yard to the next level. As the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, True Green brings pro-level expertise straight to your yard. Enter now for your chance to win $10,000, $15,000, or the grand prize of $25,000 towards a lush, envy-worthy lawn. Entries close April 14th. Sign up today and enter at truegreen.com/sweepstakes. Restrictions apply.